This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back as we continue to break down the jailhouse calls between Stefan Stearns and his parents. Stefan accused of being the murderer of Madeline Soto, charged with first-degree murder. Also charged with child exploitation because he had been sexually abusing her for years and had tons of that stuff on his phone, including images of her and him. That's the type of person we are dealing with here. From a psychological standpoint, it's fascinating to listen to these calls as he slowly tries to manipulate the last two people in his life that care about him into being on his side as the evidence grows darker and darker. In this one, Stefan talks about glasses, candy, and the prison commissary, like he's navigating a minor inconvenience, not a capital murder case. But then, a moment of honesty. He reflects on regret. On the phone, he's hurt. It's fleeting, but it's kind of there. Or at least he's acting like it is. His father, meanwhile, is doing mental math on the likelihood of conviction, saying you're pretty much effed on the other stuff, meaning the child exploitation charges, because the evidence is the evidence. It's there. It's pictures of him with Madeline. He's a child. He's not. There's no question about what was happening there. And just like that, we're snapped back into reality. This isn't a misunderstanding. This isn't a wrongful accusation. It's something much darker, and it is closing in fast. As we listen, write in the comments what your thoughts are on what's going on here. Be sure to press subscribe as well so you don't miss our continuing listening session to these calls and the coverage that we're bringing on this case and many others. Let's take a listen.
Solutions. You may begin speaking.
Hey, is this okay to call you now?
Yeah, I just finished up with some customers, so good timing.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I was worried that you'd probably, because I know the weekends are busy for you. So we had a little bit, little under an hour before the phone system turns off.
What time does it turn off?
4:30 until 7:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I got time.
Okay. So I just used the commissary kiosk, and I looked into the reading glasses. They're $11.50 a piece. They start at 1.25 and step up in quarter increments all the way up to 2.5.
Yeah.
So
what do you think? 1.5?
1.5, I guess I can start with that.
Yeah. Do you get a chance to try? I guess you don't get a chance to try tomorrow, right?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go for one. Let's try 1.5.
Okay. We'll try 1.5. I'll make that on my next order. I'll need some money.
Right.
Count bill if you want to put some in today.
Yeah, I'll give myself a reminder and make sure I do that.
Yeah, because I did make an order, but there's no money in the account, so the money won't pull out until tomorrow morning. So as long as you put some in tonight, it'll be fine.
All right, let me make myself an alarm.
Okay, I got myself some more coffees, a couple more sleeves of saltines and some more root beer barrels, and I got myself a little treat. I got myself a little box of fruit punch beverage mix.
Okay.
And on my next order, I will get some reading glasses and see how that goes for me. Can't believe I'm already looking into reading glasses. I feel like an old man.
Oh, you're getting old.
Hey, question.
Yes.
When you left town to go to Kissimmee, what time did you leave?
It's in the afternoon. It was a Sunday.
Was it like 4 o'clock?
yeah, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock-ish, something like that.
Could have been later, 6 o'clock?
Maybe. I don't think I got to Kissimmee until around 8, 8.30-ish.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That sound about right?
I was curious as to... I don't know if I said goodbye to you when you left. You said something about when I get back we would go shooting, so I guess we're not going to do that now.
Yeah, believe me, I'd love to go shoot. Sorry we didn't do that.
There's a lot of things not going to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't think they do pizza in prison.
Nope, that's one thing I'm not going to get. Or Taco Bell, or... You know, I always said that life isn't so bad as long as you still have pizza and tacos. I don't have those.
Oh, they're opening up a Del Taco in Port Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yes, I think they're opening it up down the street from Arby's.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I saw that and thought of you right away.
Yeah, well, it's great that you should, because it definitely would have been exciting news for me.
Yep. I just feel so... I feel so sad sometimes.
Me too.
Yep. A lot of people getting a backlash from this. People will care anyway.
Yeah, and pray to God.
A lot of hurt going around everywhere.
Yep. One of my biggest regrets is that I've been so cavalier and so careless with the people that cared about me and that relied on me to be better than I was.
Yep.
One of my biggest and deepest regrets.
Yep. Unfortunately, there's no backspace, delete, and do over it, you know, for past that.
Yeah. Well, I just keep praying to God to deliver me from this and give me a chance to do it right.
That's a big if.
Yeah, no, it's a big ask, and I told him even if I'm not worthy of it now, then I'll work my best to become worthy of it.
Yeah.
And I hope that you guys...
The murder charge aside, I mean, you're pretty much fucked on the other side.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to confirm or deny anything one way or the other. I'm trying to hold on to hope as best as I can and see how the cards fall out here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. Any way to follow up on where your mailer is? Is that possibility?
When I spoke to the mental health director, she said that she would check with the mailroom, but in case that she forgot to do that, which is likely that she did forget, that you guys could also call the mailroom and check in with them and say, you know, hey, we're trying to send our son some books from the outside. What's the deal with that?
Oh, okay. All right. Then I'll follow up on Monday.
Yeah. So if you guys get a hold of the mail room, you should be able to look into that and see what's what.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that last time. I'm sorry.
No problem.
But anyway.
So, this is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I know it. I wanted to make sure that I called you before the phone system turned off and hope that I caught you at a good time.
Yep. Yep.
Sitting in an open house.
You did. I just finished up with some people.
Are you showing houses or sitting at an open house?
No, I was just showing some homes.
Okay. So you're going back into the general side of things?
That's all I'm doing.
Well, I mean, I guess with the way the market is going down there, I guess general is not such a bad thing right now, huh?
Oh, much better. You're not stuck trying to sell a single product. You've got the whole market available to yourself.
Yeah.
You get to control the narrative.
Yeah, and I imagine that probably is a good deal right now, especially with the way, you know, it's heating up down there, so.
Yep.
We should be there to help you out.
Well, me too, but can't dwell on that. We got to figure out what kind of path we can carve out it for you in the future.
Yep.
Maybe God has a plan for you.
Maybe I won't spend the rest of my natural life in these places, and if so, I need to have some sort of plan together.
Yep.
Some sort of resource to fall back on.
You're a smart guy. You articulate well. You get passionate about something. You know, maybe God has a plan for you.
Maybe. I get to be a tree again, you know. I've been thinking about that, you know. Obviously, job prospects are going to be difficult to come by. I might need some sort of resources to help me get back on my feet immediately until I can work out the income situation.
Yeah. Don't know what that would be, but because
we may be
gone by the time you get out.
I know. I don't know if there's any way we might be able to set up some sort of trust fund or something. I don't know. I don't know how that would work out, but maybe some sort of plan could be gotten together, but that's all conjecture until we know what's going to be what here.
Yep.
So.
Well, once we figure out what's what, then we can figure out what to do in the future.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
You know. Oh, did you manage to find my watch?
No, not yet.
Okay. You probably haven't looked for it yet.
Well, if it's in the storage stuff, I'm not tearing that stuff apart because you can imagine I had to clear them.
The boxes that were in my room.
Well, we've been through the boxes and it wasn't in your room.
But you didn't look inside the mouse droid popcorn receptacle?
We went through everything.
So
and I can tell you it wasn't there.
So you wasn't in the mouse droid popcorn bucket?
Nope.
Damn, where is that watch? It's got to be in there somewhere. I mean, it wouldn't be anywhere else. I would have brought it with me.
Well, I can tell you that we went through everything, fine-tooth comb, and not there.
Yeah.
What do you think that watch is worth?
At least in the condition that it's in right now. I mean, it needs servicing. It's probably overdue for service, but $1,200, a couple thousand maybe. Maybe more.
Yeah.
If you find these certificates of everything that are in the stores, my Omega box is in there somewhere. That will help.
I think you're on target with the first number because Omegas don't get the value that Rolexes do.
Well, probably.
So.
Rolexes do retain the value a lot better.
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking about that. I just wanted something that was different and not a Rolex, you know. Any a-hole with money goes and gets a Rolex, you know. Doesn't require any taste or any knowledge. I like the fact that Grandpa had an Omega as well. I don't know. It seemed appropriate using his inheritance to buy the same kind of watch that he would have had.
You can't do what?
I said it seemed appropriate to use his inheritance to buy the same kind of watch that he would have had. Made me feel a little more connected to him, I guess.
Yeah, I don't even remember what his watch looked like. I know he wasn't wearing it towards the end. He was wearing some Timex, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it to do over, though. I might have got something like a Rolex or maybe a Sage or a Coach. Submariners are always nice and
well. There's a lot of Rolexes out there, that's for sure.
Yep, there are. You don't see many JLTs, though. That's a little more of a offbeat brand. But, well, maybe I would have even gotten the Ball. That would have been cheaper than the Omega. A lot more robust. Oh, well. Lots of things I would probably do differently. But I just wish I'd been more careful with the people that I loved.
Well, maybe you'll get a second chance at that, but you got a big hill to climb up, that's for sure.
Yep, I know it's very thin chances, but I hope that you and Mom will pray for me to get that second chance. For God to hear my prayers in regards to that, to deliver me from this situation and from the people that are wanting to destroy me. You know, do whatever it takes to be worthy of that. And there's in a more upright and virtuous way.
You, we got a minute remaining.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, if you want, I can try to call you again tonight. Otherwise, I can call you back in a couple days.
Whatever you want. We're available.
Okay, well, I'll try again tonight, but if you don't hear from me, then expect me within the next few days or so. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And don't forget to put some money into the commissary tonight so that the order will go through tomorrow.
I set an alarm.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I love you very much, Dad.
Love you, too. Take care.
Give my love to Mom.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
What'd you think of that one? Stefan ends the call still focused on creature comforts, his watch, his reading material, his future plan, if he's ever released. It's surreal. It's also textbook disassociation. Tell me in the comments what your thoughts are. His parents, especially his dad, are trying to wrestle with both logistics and looming loss. You can hear their pain, buried under sarcasm, practical talk, and a desire to believe that maybe, just maybe, their son can come back from this. And part of them knows, and in moments like these, you can feel that creeping realization. Again, tell me what you thought in the comments. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to this or watching this, so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage on this case. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP'ing to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.